I was born and raised in a place called Bourke in far western New South Wales.
Okay.
My tribal people are the Wonkamara people from southwest Queensland. And my grandmother was born there. My great-great-grandfather, he was the last full-blood... great-great-grandfather, he was the last full-blood of the Wonkamara tribe in southwest Queensland.
Can you remember his name?
Yeah, I remember his name.
What was his name?
His name was George McDermott.
George McDermott. Yeah. And he was like a senior elder?
He was one of the senior elders, more or less. He was the very last senior elder before he passed away. I think I was about 5 or 6 when I first met him. He was at the Bourke District Hospital then. And yeah, that's where I met him. And he was taken off the land.
So when we talk about, you know, traditional smoking, you know, after sorry business in a place like this, did you ever see your great-grandfather sort of do that sort of...
No.
That
no.
sort of business or...?
No, none at all.
Did
I was unfortunately to not to see that.
Mm. Have you heard yarns about it?
I've heard little stories here and there about my grandfather and whatnot, my great-great-grandfather. I don't know how to put the traditional words into sentences. I just know a couple of traditional words from back home.
Yeah.
And what they mean.
Yeah. Are you allowed to speak them on air or...?
Mara means the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Mungas, which is your ears.
Yeah.
I think Mura is money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're only a couple of words, aren't they?
Yeah.
In my traditional language.
Yeah. So. Because we get into a rhythm and too comfortable saying these words in English, eh?
Yeah.
And because it's the only, in a sense, language that our minds or ears have heard. Yeah. But I'm undoubtedly those rhythms and words are in us in a cultural sense, but it's pulling it out of the folder in the iPad upstairs and our spirits remembering those words, you know what I mean? So... If only we could have, you know, programs in here to go back to those languages. Maybe you'd probably only learn Wathaurong language because we're on Wathaurong
but something that I didn't understand growing up and when I first started high school. They call it, what do they call it? I think they call it ab study.
Yeah.
Sort of, not so much in the Centrelink way, but at school.
Yeah.
But then you're learning all these foreign languages like Chinese, Japanese, and God knows, where does ab study come into
Lote. Language other than English.
Other than your own.
Yeah, it's called Lote. But, when are the education department ever going to come to a realisation that before you learn any other language outside this place, Australia... They should be, or every non-Indigenous kid should be learning at least an Aboriginal language.
Well, they should be learning their own language first.
Yeah, yeah.
That's number one priority.
Yeah.
Then learning other languages.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only, you know, learn it here in jail, but to learn it, like, could you say that, at the schools?
Yes.
From day one, from, you know, growing up to the first time they're allowed to, they can speak. That's when the child should learn how to speak their own language first.
That's exactly.
And that's been taken away by the white man.